Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is June 16th, 2007, the feast of Blessed Joseph Butler. In the early part of the 18th century, the biggest threat to Orthodox Christianity was deism. Like people today who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, deists opposed certain features of organized religion, preferring instead to experience God through nature and human reason. Butler frequently spoke against this line of religious philosophy, often using the best of 18th century logical reasoning and argumentation to do so. He was born into a Presbyterian family in the waning days of the 17th century and was educated at dissenting academies. When he decided to become an Anglican, however, he entered the college at Oxford and was eventually ordained to the priesthood. After holding several rectorates and being the canon prebendary of Rochester, he was raised to the episcopate in 1738. He served as Bishop of Bristol until 1750, and then was translated to the See of Durham in 1750, shortly before his death. Throughout that time, he was well loved for his preaching, especially his sermons on human nature. In the Gospel lection for today, a lawyer asks Jesus how to inherit eternal life. When Jesus asks for a summary of the teachings, the man replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Joseph Butler embodied this teaching by loving God with all he had, especially his mind. Today's challenges to the church are not that different, really. There are still those who claim that Christianity is a religion for fools, and that it is incompatible with science and human wisdom. It was a false claim in the days of Joseph Butler, and it is still false now. Scientist priests like John Polkinghorne and wise and learned bishops like Butler's successor as Bishop of Durham, N.T. Wright, continue his work. And in each and every parish, there are men and women of faith who love God with all their heart and soul and strength and mind, and see the glory of the Lord revealed in the world around them. Let us pray. O God, by your Holy Spirit, you give to some the word of wisdom, to others the word of knowledge, and to others the word of faith. We praise your name for the gifts of grace manifested in your servant Joseph Butler, and we pray that your church may never be destitute of such gifts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on June 18th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Bernard Mazzecchi. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.